Hey, welcome to the Monarch Experience Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona, and here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we're all about giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. And today, we're talking about, well, it's not so much about what we're talking about, but it's about who we're talking to. I have a strong personal connection to the three people that are in this episode. They are incredible human beings. They were incredible students. They still are incredible students. Obviously, they're doing great things with their lives. They were on the last episode of season one of The Monarch Experience. They were on the Moving On to High School episode, where I got the pleasure of talking with Marina, Chloe, and Angelina. That episode, 4 years ago, crazy to think this is 4 years ago, we talked about all about what their anticipations were regarding going on to high school and leaving middle school. And 4 years later, we ended up getting to record this episode that you're about to hear right now. And I am super proud of it. I am super excited to share it with you. But a lot has changed in 4 years of the Monarch Experience Podcast. Since then, we have had our logo revamped. Our original logo designer is Chloe. She's on this episode. But before we jump into that, make sure that you're following us on social media on Snapchat at the Monarch Experience Podcast. Follow us on TikTok at Monarch XP and follow us on Twitter at the Monarch XP. Let's jump right into it. I got three amazing people for you to meet. We got Chloe, Angelina, and Marina right here on the Monarch Experience Podcast. Today, I'm so excited. I am ecstatic. I am an English teacher, so I have to use synonyms, right? I am giddy. No, I can't be giddy. That's not my vibe, right? I am pumped to have back three amazing people that I, one, got the pleasure of doing a podcast with the first year that we did the podcast with Moving On to High School. But more importantly, three of my favorite human beings, my favorite students, but most importantly, three of my favorite human beings I've ever had the pleasure of teaching. We've got Chloe, Angelina, and Marina back. And the most important question I have for you, because we talked about this the last time we did this 4 years ago, is do you still fold your pizza when you eat it? Yes. I need to know, because listening back, it was driving me nuts hearing some of you talk about this horrendous ritual of folding your pizza. Angelina, you felt really strongly about it. You still fold your pizza?
Yes. 100%.
Why?
Because, like, that's the only way to eat it.
No, there's actually a lot of different ways you can eat the pizza. You don't have to fold it.
If you hold it flat, then, like, all the oil spills everywhere and gets all over. If you fold it, it's just, like, great.
If you fold it, you've created a tunnel for the oil to just shoot straight out.
No. No? Everything goes right into your mouth.
So you're not the person who pats the oil off the pizza, right?
Absolutely not. That's the point of getting pizza, something greasy.
I like to control the amount of oil, though, that is
you
on
pat
my
your
slice.
Pizza?
I mean, you don't have to say it with so much, like, you know,
no,
judgment.
But, like, if you can see, like, a pool of
yes.
grease, like, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, exactly. There's enough grease in there. Marina, do you don't fold your pizza, or you do?
I do not. I remember being so passionate about not in the last podcast, and I still don't. And I don't know. I like, agree with myself. I don't like getting, like, the bread on bread bite. Like, I need just the flat,
yeah,
like, everything bite.
You know, the creators of pizza, they did it right when they layered it, like, the way that they layered it. And Angelina's like, no, I need another thing of bread in there.
Bread is great.
Bread is great, yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh. Yeah. So you gotta fold the pizza.
Gotta fold the pizza.
I'm in the middle.
Oh, man. I love that, Marina, before we ask Chloe, Marina, I love that you said, I'm going to agree with myself.
tissue cap. I remember being so strong about not folding my pizza, and I still agree with that. So
good, good. Stay true to yourself. Chloe, are you folding your pizza or no?
I'm in the middle. Like, I sometimes do, sometimes don't. It kind of depends on, like, how big the slice is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and how hot the pizza is. If it's, like, straight out the oven, I'm not... It's like what I said the last time I was here. Well, not the last time, but, like, the first time we did this.
Yeah.
I just push it to the edge, and it just... Yeah.
So if it's... Wait, if it's hot, you fold it, or you don't fold it?
I don't fold it. I just, like, leave it on the plate, and then just push it to the edge until there's, like, a...
Oh, you did say that. Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's, like, if it's holdable... Then I fold it.
Yeah, I have a confession to make, Angelina. I've started folding my pizza a bit more.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Yeah,
he switched sides.
I have, and it's because of what Chloe said. It's because of the size of the pizza. Sometimes I will fold it just for efficiency. Right, if I'm going to be putting down like five slices, like a gavone that I am. you know, like I gotta be able to just, you know, like when they have like the hot dog eating contest and they're like dipping the hot dogs and they're just like chewing it and like not even chewing, they're just like wiggling it down. Like I kind of have to do that basically. So for efficiency wise, I'll sometimes fold it. Pizza eating champion over here.
Do you dip it in water?
So let's go backwards. Do I? Yes, yes, Chloe. I dip my pizza in water to help me down it. Oh wow, that is a sad, sad sight. Not even in competition, just me eating pizza like that by myself. Oh my God. Oh man. So let's do this backwards. Chloe, how are you?
I'm just gonna jump from that to this.
We're going to go backwards. Usually we kind of do like an introduction, say hi, and then we, you know, get something to kind of ease us in. But no, we got to go right to pizza. That's our target audience, pizza lovers.
This is, I think target audience is middle schoolers, so I think we're back. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
So Chloe, what's new with you? What, for our audience that doesn't know you. One, they should, because you've been on WandaVision episode, which was fantastic. But Chloe, for our audience who doesn't know you, what grade are you in? What school are you in? What's going on in your life? What's new? How are you? And what school are you in?
I am good. I am a senior in Marlborough High School.
Did you get any? Did you get any textbooks that have my name in them?
We don't.
As a student,
well, freshman year was like COVID year; it was cut short. So that was like the last time I ever touched a textbook.
Oh, so, all right, because I assume Marlborough High School was like still in the dark ages where they're like still using the same textbook from like 1972.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, Angelina's shaking her head like
everything was like paper pencil. And then when we went online, used Google Meet, and then we came back, it was like everything was on Google Classroom, Chromebooks. Yeah.
Oh, they finally adapted. Wow. It only took a global pandemic for them to realize the power of the internet.
It's
That's
not
amazing.
Powerful enough. There's like a lack of cellular in 95% of the building.
Marina, what is new with you? Where are you? What grade are you in? Give us the. I guess we could say you're all seniors, right? So that's an easy one. Marina, where are you? What's new with you? How's life? All of the general pleasantries.
So I am a senior at Communications High School, which is part of the MCVSD Vocational School District. It's in Wall. I'm doing good. I love it there so much.
You said you're doing student government. What's that like?
It's good. I mean, it was when I stepped into communications, it's very different. No one knows each other. You're from all around Monmouth County. I relied on social media a lot to make friends. So I did like put myself out there a little bit going in, and I luckily went in with a few familiar faces because I made some friends over the summer because I didn't want to be thrown into like the deep end.
Yeah.
And so one of the first things I did was run for student council, which is like, you know, just of like the class 2023. And I got on and loved it a lot, and I did it sophomore year, Then junior year, I took a break. And then at the end of junior year, I ran for student government, which is like the whole school.
Okay.
And I got on and I love it. And like, I love that. Like, I still to this day say that applying to that school and going was the best decision I ever made.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it so much there. And I'm very sad to leave, but.
Oh, sad, yeah. Sad tears at the end.
No, I mean, not right now. We'll save that for graduation.
Yeah, yeah, you got to save for graduation. Yeah, you can't yeah. You can't cry multiple times leading up to graduation. It's kind of got to be like one big one at the end,
yeah.
Right?
One, yeah, one big yeah. one.
Otherwise, people are like, all right, this girl's been crying since like gosh. Memorial Day. someone's got to give her a hug.
Yeah.
Angelina, what's going on with you? Where are you currently?
At the boring Marlboro High School. But nothing new, really. Still just doing the same old things.
Wonderful. So I know that, Angelina, you kind of made this reference before. So a lot of what I did when we were, for our audience, a lot of what I did when I was, I guess, researching, prepping for this was, and for those that don't know, if they're listening to this and they never listened to the episode that we did 4 years ago, we kind of said, and I had it in my head that I really wanted to, but I just didn't know how we would go about doing it. Obviously, being able to do it virtually made life way easier. But I had the idea of like, hey, this would be really cool if we revisit this in 4 years. And you three either agreed or kind of just yes me and said, yeah, but hey, here you are right now. So I appreciate it either way. Angelina, we were talking about like you being excited to get out of middle school or you being nervous to get out of middle school or sad. Your feelings were like you were excited to, quote, just get out of here, referring to middle school. And you said, I do something for a little bit and then I'm over it. 4 years later, do you feel like that's still you? And do you feel like that's your perception towards getting out of Marlboro High School?
Absolutely. I cannot wait to leave.
Yeah. Is it excited for the future or is it just kind of trying to ditch Marlboro High School?
Oh, absolutely not the future. Like, it's just like, I think, especially after COVID and like being in school, then online.
Yeah.
And then everything like got so different. It's just now school is so boring and I cannot wait to graduate.
You still playing soccer?
So, not anymore. I stopped playing junior year because then, like, SATs came up and I knew I wanted to study for those and not have to worry about being home at 10:30 at night and then going to school. So, I stopped junior year and I stopped, like, playing for the school and outside of school.
Happy about that? I know soccer was, like, a huge part of, like, your stuff.
Honestly, I am happy about it. I used to not be able to, like, hang out with friends because I was always, like, out of state for tournaments or had practice 5 days a week. So now I can just do whatever. And now I can, like, go to work and not have to not go to work.
Chloe, you were kind of like a mix. It felt like between Marina being, like, a little bit nervous but excited and Angelina being, like, get me the hell out of here. Chloe, where are you right now as you're closing in on, like, the final 30 days of high school?
I'm excited to leave Marlboro High School because, I don't know, it was just a little boring towards the end because, I don't know, I don't feel like I truly had, like, a high school experience, so there was nothing to, like, miss. And then going into college, it's a new experience, new area. I don't think anyone from my year at Marlboro High School is going to that school, which is nice, kind of.
Where are you going?
RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
What is that? Those were a lot of words that I don't know.
It's in Troy, New York. It's like a tech STEM school, kind of.
Mind-blowing. Chloe and Marie and Angelina, you both said this. Like, you kind of didn't have a high school experience. Or Angelina, I'm kind of putting words in your mouth there, it feels like. But you're like, I'm just ready to get out. Does COVID – do you think – how much of a factor do you think COVID played for you two kind of being like, yeah, I'm good, I'm ready? Yeah? In what
way? I
think
when we were, like, all remote, I just did not want to go back after that. Like, I liked going into school every day, and then when we finally – like everything happened and we weren't able to for so long. When we had the option to be like hybrid to go in certain days, I just like didn't do it. I stayed home the whole year.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally not the only one. Chloe, similar?
Yeah, I did not go in all of, what, sophomore year? Yeah, I didn't come back to school until junior.
First of all, I totally agree with what you're saying. I think that that kills a little bit of the investment when you're like super like, yeah, I'm in, and then you get pulled from it, and then you're expected to kind of go back. And by the time you went back, it was junior year.
Yep.
So you kind of had like your foot out the door in a way a little bit. That sucks. I'm sorry that that was not the experience maybe you were hoping for. Marina, you were nervous but excited. And one of the big things you kind of were focusing on was like not knowing your way around, like physically around the school. How did you adjust to this?
I mean, it's definitely smaller than Marlboro High School. It is like 300 kids in the whole school. Wow. Yeah, so it was actually very easy to learn my way around it. I will say it was different to learn my way around, like, wall. Like, I've only lived in Marlboro my entire life. I've never left. But now I live here, and I actually love it. And it's, like, I remember, like, my first few weeks, I was like, what is this place? Like, I've literally never ventured down here. And now I, like, know everywhere around here and the local spots and, yeah.
So how much do you think, like, you said you bridged a lot of that during the summer with social media.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that experience. Like, how did you reach out to people with a new, like, new area, not knowing anything? Like, how'd you do that?
Well, I will say I started with someone from Memorial, had a friend who was also going to CHS and lived in Mattawan. So I just reached out via Instagram DMs and was like, hey, like, we live near each other. Like, we're both going here. We should talk more. And we ended up becoming really good friends. And then she kind of became like a person I didn't really think she was. And she actually dropped out of my school.
Oh.
Sophomore year. Yeah. And so I happened to make friends with like, there were like three kids who dropped out and I happened to become good friends with all of them.
Maybe it was you.
Yeah. Maybe I'm the problem. Yeah. But, it was actually, like, looking back, it was for the best. Like, my friend group now has, like, become stronger because of it. And, yeah, it's been, like, social media really helped, especially during COVID when, like, I met all these new people and, like, just got used to seeing their faces. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I was in Marlboro still when it was COVID. So I couldn't even really, like, get close to them or anything. So it was hard.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that's really hard, but that's a great strategy. What do you think the hardest adjustment going from Memorial? And, like, obviously COVID plays a huge factor. I imagine it's not going to happen again. Let's almost not go there. Where, what was the hardest adjustment for you going from Memorial to your specific high school that you went to?
For me, I would say obviously, it's the same people, but in middle school, everybody was, like, friends with each other. And in high school, everything changed. And, like, people were...
Did it fracture as soon as freshman year started? Okay, how come? Why is that, like, a universal thing that happens no matter who you are, who you're friends with, where you go to school, or anything? Or is that just maybe it's just a Marlboro thing? That was my experience, too.
I think a lot of people really just try and, like, fit in. And then they become, like, a totally different person. And they're not a good person.
Yeah. Well, listen, the reason I asked is because, like, that's not a very unique experience. I don't mean that as a slight. I mean that, like, that's a common one that I think a lot of people have where they feel like at Memorial, and I think that's a testament to our school, but also in middle school in general, like, kind of everyone's, like, co-mingling. Like, your friend group and my friend group, like, we've got our groups, but we'll kind of, like, merge at times and we'll hang out or, like, we can talk to each other at school. But once it's, like, high school, it's no, divide.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's insane. What, Cooley, what about for you? What was the hardest adjustment?
Well, in the beginning, it was, like, finding classes and, like, where everything is and how to get, like, what's the most efficient
way. How many times
way.
Did you get lost?
Quite a few times, like, the first, like, 2-3 weeks in freshman year. Yeah. I don't know. I think that was it. Because it was, like, all the science classes are together, all the English classes are together, and you kind of just need to figure out a way.
They are? Yeah.
And most for the most part, they're, like, all lumped together.
Is a science one like the D-Wing?
Yeah.
That's like that was like the only spot that had air conditioning, I remember, when they opened it. Is that still true? Yes. They don't have air conditioning?
Nope.
That is ungodly. That is unconstitutional.
No, my science class.
Oh, yeah?
There's one classroom in the tech hall, in B-Wing, the tech wing, that has AC. And I've been there like all the time. Yep.
Awesome.
So it's really nice.
Marina, what about for you? What was the hardest adjustment? We got Angelina saying the people, Chloe saying the geographic location.
I kind of want to say both.
Yeah?
because you
were moving geographic locations and different people.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So 8th grade graduation was a lot of you – talk to us about what the difference was between 8th grade graduation, your feelings towards that, and what you're anticipating high school graduation to be like, as far as the feelings. I know we're talking a lot about like happy cries, sad cries. I think Marina, you were talking about crying like the entire time, which sounds like you've gotten it together now, which is nice. Where do you kind of see you landing for high school graduation?
I mean, I think sad cry because honestly, it's like bittersweet because like, I did have like some downs in high school with COVID and like everyone's like developing into like who they're going to be and stuff like that. So it's not a like easy time, but, I did really like acclimate to high school and, I'm going far away for college. So I'm trying
Where are you going?
I'm going to South Carolina. So.
That's not that far.
But, like, it's, like, the furthest I've ever been from home. Like,
true. And Wall was the furthest you had been prior. Oh, South Carolina's a big move then. You're going to have great weather.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what kind of cry? Bittersweet cry? Single tear?
Oh,
double,
no.
Double barrel tears?
Yeah. Like, mouth open. Like, double.
Mouth open.
Double cry tears, yes. Like wailing.
Mouth, so I'm getting a visual here. Mouth open, double tears, wailing.
Yeah.
Wow, that is, can you send a video? Because I'm going to, that's hilarious. I didn't know that was a type of cry.
I don't know. I'm just like picturing it and I'm like.
That doesn't sound bittersweet though, Marina. That sounds like that sounds lunatic like.
But like I'm like happy that like I like had such a good time and stuff like that, but it is like I don't want to leave kind of cry. But
gotcha. So the double barrel mouth open cry is the I don't want to leave good memories bittersweet.
Yes.
Oh man, that is I'm gonna try that sometime. Mouth open cry.
You should, yeah.
I'll do it right now. Angelina, what kind of any cry? Well, no, tears of joy.
Honestly, probably not even like tears of joy.
No tears. You're emotionless.
Yeah, for that kind of stuff. Like, yes, I don't know. I just feel like with 8th grade, it was a little bittersweet because like we were leaving, but then we were also just like going to another school. Now it's just kind of like for a lot of people our lives are kind of starting in like a couple months, so
that's exciting though. That's exciting. Okay, I didn't know if you were like our lives are starting in a couple of months. I'm not ready to be a grown-up. Are you ready to be a grown-up?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that should be the question that they ask you for your diploma. Like, are you ready to be a grown-up? And you have to say yes, obviously, otherwise you don't graduate. Like, what idiot is going to be like, no.
Oh, my God.
Like, all right, guess what? You go back. It's like Chutes and Ladders. You go straight back down the slide. You're going back to middle school.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Absolutely not.
You said no on the stage. You are now a 17-year-old who's a sixth grader. Good luck. So Angelina, you go up there and they're like, are you ready to graduate? Are you ready to be a grown up? And you have to try to like keep it together and either lie to them or lie to yourself and tell them, yes, I'm ready to be a grown up. What's being a grown up going to be like?
Well, I'm going to be a nurse, so I'm still going to be in school for
a nurse grown up.
Yeah. So very
busy. You're going to be in school forever. Yeah. Very busy.
So realistically, that's exciting. After school, I won't be done with school for quite a while. So I still really have a life other than school.
Mm.
But
yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah, people are like, "Oh man, being done with school is great." I'm like, "Yeah, it totally is great to not be in school forever." Chloe, what about you? What kind of cry? Any cry? Any tears?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to cry. I think I'm just going to, like, reminisce for a solid day and a half.
Okay. So 36 yeah. hours straight of reminiscing. Yeah, yeah. I hope you have a good playlist for that.
I think it's going to be a lot of Zoom or Google Meets just replaying in my head. A lot of ceiling fans of my classmates.
Oh, that's amazing. You're going to reminisce. Oh, man. Any tears with the reminiscing?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I feel like, or I hope I'm still going to, like, stay connected with the people that I talk to now, because I'm going to a different college than they are.
I think when I reminisce, I think I'm like a eyes watery kind of reminisce. Not, you know, no cartoon character like Marina where tears are shooting out of her eyes. I'm also not, you know, stone cold like Angelina where she's like, no emotions, no crying. But I'm more like an eyes welling lump in the throat trying to keep it together.
Is your mouth open or closed?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me try to reenact. Hold on. Mouth is closed.
Yep, yeah, gotta keep the mouth. His mouth is closed.
Otherwise, what are we gonna like?
No, it's,
I'm not at a doctor. Like, I'm not at a doctor's
it's
office.
More of like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's gotcha.
Okay.
It's the same like a laughter, except it's a cry.
Yeah, it like kind of hangs rather than just like
just hangs. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. If there was ever a video podcast that I wish I did, it was this just for all the demonstrations. Okay, so, gotcha. Mouth is hanging like, all right. Okay. Is that better? Is that more accurate? No. I'm definitely more of like keep the teeth closed, and try to hold it all in and fail miserably.
And then the mouth opens.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I try. Listen, I'll tell you this. I will try. I will try a different cry. Try a different cry. That'll be my advice moving forward to everyone. Just like Angelina, you kind of helped me try a different way of eating pizza with folding it. I now will allow myself to cry with my mouth open.
It's a good idea.
But you gave it to me. Of course you're going to say it's a good idea. Let's move away from crying. Best high school related memory. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of people that are going to be going to Marlboro High School, and I'm sure we're going to have a number going to communications. Is that?
Yeah,
did communications. I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Wow, Marina has no faith in our current crop of eighth graders. She's like,
No, I don't have faith in like the MCVSD's ability to like advertise. Like, I don't know how it is anymore, but like, I have talked to my principal about it, and, like, numbers have been dropping.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I remember being in eighth grade, and it was, like, this, like, little presentation by some MCVSD representative.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, I like that one. And then I just, like, went to an open house. But, like, it's not talked about enough to eighth graders, I feel like.
I also wonder if a big part of it is the COVID shift, where a lot of it is, like, webinar, where kids are, like, totally tuned
out. Oh, yeah.
Or if it's, like, hey, if you're interested, go sign online and just watch a recording of someone talk about it. Where, like, you guys were forced to be in the room, and you kind of by default like kind of had to listen, and
yeah.
that may have been a, I wonder if that was a contributing factor to that. Best high school memory, Marina, if you had to pick one.
Okay. My first, each year we have a back to school dance. It's in September. It gets everyone back in the mood to be there.
Wait, you guys do dances?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Like 5 a year. Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And people go.
Oh, yeah. And obviously freshmen, like, don't know what they're walking into. Like, are we dancing? Are we not? Like, it's kind of weird. And
did you dance when you went freshman year?
Yes, okay. Because everyone was dancing, like no one was sitting. But my favorite memory was there was this kid. He's in the grade above us, so he goes to like Monmouth University now or something like that. And he like loved Michael Jackson so much that at every dance he would just get in the middle of the circle and just do the same Michael Jackson routine every time, and people ate it up every dance from freshman year to junior year because he left. I watched this kid do a Michael Jackson performance. And I remember the first time seeing it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. Everyone had their cameras out. This is so fun. And then I was like, all right, that's the same as last time. And then I'm like, all right, okay.
He never added to it?
He would change it up a little bit, maybe with the outfits and stuff, but it was...
But he wore outfits too?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole ordeal.
That is amazing. That is like the stereotype of every teen high school movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big fundraiser. So, like, each class gets one. Like, the seniors get the back-to-school dance. I think the sophomores get, like, the winter ball. Juniors homecoming.
Oh, I like
stuff
that.
Like that. It's
the exclusiveness of it.
Yeah, so they're, like, in charge of planning it. They get the ticket sales, but they're in charge of doing all of it. And I didn't get to plan one because when I was on student council we were in COVID tradition at my school.
I love that. Chloe, what was your favorite high school memory?
I don't know. I guess like experience as a whole, like a new program that they started like for my year they advertised it when I was a freshman, but I joined when I was a sophomore, is the web design program.
Okay.
I am the first graduating class of that, and it's like one of the best decisions I've ever made to like join that. The teachers are great.
That's awesome. What? I was gonna say, how come? Like, what did you
really
love about
it? He really sold me on the advertising in my freshman English class, around the time you choose your classes, which is like around like January. And then I said I wanted to join, and then I was like the first class. You just make websites and stuff, it was really fun.
That's very cool. Angelina, I'm nervous to ask. Best high school memory? Any high school memory that stands out?
I was thinking about it, and the only thing I genuinely remember, like, being somewhat fun was, like, BOTC. But even though, like, freshman year, we were god-awful, and, like, it was really embarrassing.
You mean Battle of the Quads didn't prepare you for it?
No, it's totally different.
I know. Better or worse?
Than Battle of the Quads?
Yeah.
Better?
What do you like, for people who are now looking forward to, because this is our first year back on Battle of the Quads since COVID, so it was like great success. Kids loved it. They were super into it. We felt like our quad finally had a chance of winning, and then we snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory right at the end. But it is like a nice warm up too for like Battle of the Classes. For as someone who's experienced it, what's better about it than Battle of the Quads?
I think BOTC is like more like the kids have more freedom with it. It's honestly everything that happens is up to them. Like okay. With your team, obviously the people get voted in for whoever they want to be on the team. But then with like the dress up day, this year like the seniors did like a pop art
kind of thing. Oh, I saw
where
that.
They got like their makeup professionally done, and it was just like totally different.
Oh, nice.
Than like what I feel like in Battle of the Quads we did like colors and stuff. So it's kind of fun to give like the opportunity to pick whatever like you want to do with it and make it fun.
That's all. I love the more freedom aspect of it. That's really cool. So that's the best memory? You said freshman year you guys sucked. Was it, I guess, this year was the best memory?
This year it was fun, but like we have the dance portion. That was my dog.
Would be weird if it wasn't.
Obviously it was your dog. Sorry guys, it was my stomach rumbling. It was all that folded pizza that I ate. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Labradoodle.
Very nice. I have a Golden Retriever.
Is he crazy?
She is super mellow and easy. She's wonderful.
Yeah, I can't relate. He does not stop.
Two-parter, was there anything in high school that you felt was better than you anticipated? And then was there anything in high school that was less great than you anticipated? Like, the joy of our episode that we got to do really centered around you guys having no idea firsthand what you're going to experience. And then now that you're 4 years removed, obviously COVID, right? Like, we're not going to make that part of our answer because, of course, no one expected it. But what's the thing that you thought was better than you anticipated?
I'll say, like, the teachers.
Yeah? Well, when you came from horrible teachers like me, right?
No, you were, like, I always say that my English teachers that I've had were, like, always the, like, best teachers that I had. And, like, obviously, like, you were a great teacher. But, like, I just thought in high school everybody was going to be so strict and
true.
Like, not let you, like, do your own thing. But a lot of my teachers are so, I want to say chill, but, like, I can just talk to them about anything for hours. Like, they wouldn't even kick me out of their classroom.
Love that. I feel like us as middle school teachers, we kind of, like, set the bar really low. And that's not self-deprecating humor. What I mean is, like, I feel like a part of 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, especially, like, 8th grade, it's like, in high school, they're not going to tolerate this. In high school, they're going to have no patience for this.
That's not true.
It's not true. No. They have a lot more patience. Yeah. They will tolerate
it. Yeah, like, the amount of stuff that I see from, like, freshmen, how immature and, like, how many problems they cause for, like, the principals and stuff. And they just cause a lot of, like, chaos. But they're honestly so lenient with it. Like, they understand that, like, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
I got to make sure I change my tune then. I got to say, like, instead of being like, listen, they are going to have no tolerance for this kind of nonsense. I'm going to be like, listen, they are going to be so tolerant of this nonsense. They are going to be so fatigued and so worn out. They're not going to give a crap. You can do whatever you want. Just please don't do it right now.
Wait, is the Marlboro High School freshman class, like, this year, like, bad? Yeah. Okay, because my school is too. No. My freshman classroom was horrible.
I think I totally understand what you're saying, though. The full social acclimation of, like, interacting with other people, they didn't get.
Yeah, they missed, like, a developmental stage in middle school that, like, prepared them for high school. And I will say towards the end of the year, it's, like, mellowed down. But
yeah.
I was, like, fascinated. I was like, what? Like, something's missing in their, like, social.
Yes.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't get totally an interaction, like, development.
I'll word it. They don't know how to, like, treat other people at that age.
Because they were never the youngest in their school.
Yeah. True. Yes, that we also analyzed.
Yeah.
But
so, Angelina, the better experience was that it was the teachers were way nicer, way more lenient, way cooler, way more approachable than you ever would have expected. So I'm glad that I was a part of setting your expectations so low that you had a positive experience. That's how we're going to twist this. What was an experience, Angelina, that you felt like was worse than what you were hoping for? Or what you just kind of maybe had it shaped up in your head?
Honestly, the school itself and, like, the people in it were fine. I, like, something I thought was going to be great was, like, driving to school, but it's awful.
Because of parking or traffic?
It's just, like, Yeah, the traffic, like, in the morning, if I leave, like, 2 minutes late, I'm stuck on 79 for, like, 15 minutes. And then, especially pulling out of school.
Yeah. If you're making that left, forget it.
It's awful. And, it like, they don't give us, they let us, like, obviously the bell rings at 3, but they let the buses go at, like, 3:11. Yeah. And the amount of people that are parked in, like, the one lot by the athletic entrance and then the one on the hill, we all have to come to one exit.
Yeah, you're all bottlenecking out. It's I remember it was awful. And, 3:10, if I'm not passing the high school at 3:10, I have to go a different way because I'll just be backed up for like 25 minutes on 79. Yeah. The excitement of driving to school sounds awesome. I feel like when you're not a senior and then like when you do it a few times, you're like, ew. This is terrible.
And like the run. Oh, yeah.
at the bell.
I don't think I have ever been more out of breath in my whole life. I get to my car and I'm like a panting dog.
You played soccer for like 14 years of your life.
Yeah, but then I stopped.
That 1 year like, destroyed your cardio that you can't jog to the car?
No, it didn't. It's not a jog. It's a full sprint.
You're knocking like, freshmen over on the way over.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm running on the hill the hallways. And
fully
I'm
bullying.
Like, move, move, and I'm pushing.
All right.
Like, hurtling I'm freshmen, I'm knocking them into lockers. Like nice. Oh, man.
No, the hill, the run up the hill always gets me because my legs, like, slow down by 50%. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I am going to totally not camp out at like St. Gabriel's and just watch to see
you
sprinting and panting and like struggling up the hill.
You guys see Mr. Ricotta in the neighborhood.
If you get a Snapchat message that just says pathetic display of athleticism, just so you know why. No judgment, though. I guess we'll move on to Chloe. Chloe, and we'll try to keep the pace here. I know we're approaching 8. Chloe, best or thing that was better than what you anticipated? Thing that was worse than what you anticipated?
I said not to answer COVID, but that's like honestly like the only answer I can come.
Go with COVID then, if that was the answer.
Because like March of freshman year was when they announced like, oh, 2 weeks off of school. I was like, this is great because my birthday is supposed to be in spring break, and that year it was not in spring break, and that was great because those 2 weeks was included my birthday. So I was like, oh, sick, I get to be home for my birthday. And then it became the rest of the year. I was like, oh. So, like, that was a lot better. Something that I did not, like, I didn't really like about that was, like, I missed, like, most of, like, my high school experience because freshman year was cut short. Sophomore year was online. Junior year, we had, like, the masks. Yeah. It was, like, kind of, like, in the middle. And then this... Yeah. It was, like, adjusting, like, back into school and adjusting, like, with the masks. And, like, they have, like, they have, like, a different, like, set of rules.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was
COVID. I didn't even think of that.
And then this year is, like, the first year that's, like, normal, but we're already, like, applying for college and, like, getting ready to leave. And it was, like, kind of weird. Yeah. It was, like, super weird.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, I want to be
You've
done.
You've probably been done for quite a while, right? Yeah. Yeah. Marina, what about you? Thing that was better than you anticipated? Thing that was less great than what you anticipated?
I like Angelina's teacher answer, but also just, like, also the workload. Like, I feel like, yes, it does get, like, more, but, like, they don't just throw you into it. Like, you know, like, you start as a freshman, just, like, you would, like, in sixth grade, like, you're adjusting from elementary to middle school, and you adjust from middle school to high school, and then they progressively work you up. So I felt like that was less intimidating than I originally thought. So that was better. And then less great? I will say the parking thing is just as nightmarish at my school. I was very excited to drive, especially because when I lived further away, I hated the bus. But the parking lot is a nightmare. We don't have assigned spots. Like mayhem. And buses like park wherever they want. They block the exits. There is running to the car. So yeah.
That is, but at least it's not as many.
Well, yeah,
300. It's not as much as Marvel High School would be with like 300 people, right?
Yeah.
No assigned spots. That is just asking for a world of.
I know, and we've like at like there have been multiple like student government like proposals and stuff like that to fix it. And my principal's just not having it. So.
Wow. Final thought. So. All different perspectives, all different experiences that you guys had in middle school, different experiences you had in high school. What would be your one piece of advice to the eighth graders particularly who are listening to this as they are getting ready to party over the summer and get excited to be done, but then knowing that they're going into high school, wherever that may be, one piece of advice for them. Chloe, what would you give them?
I don't know, if you're committing, or if not, I don't know if you're commit, if you're going to Marble High School, please consider the web design program. It's, if you're, like, remotely interested in, like, design, art, like, the tech, like, computer science, any of, like, the, like, computer engineering type of stuff, websites, definitely consider it. I really like the teachers, it's a really good experience, it's very chill. I don't know, I was the guinea pig class, so I didn't have that much work because they were kind of trying out the curriculum, but I think it's still pretty nice. Pretty light from what I've heard.
Angelina, what would be one piece of advice for incoming freshmen?
Well, I learned my lesson, so I would definitely say, like, just show up to school. Don't take all the absences and, like, be late all the time. Because right now I have, like, 40 absences.
Ooh.
And, like, I'm not in credit withdrawal because a lot of them are excused with, like, notes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just the amount of work that I had to make up, like, within a week is – it added a lot more stress. So just show up. It's just not even worth it.
I like it. Just show up. No, it's good advice. We got a lot of people who don't show up. It's it. They need – some need to really hear that. So – totally appreciate that perspective. Marina, what about you? One piece of advice.
I would say just enjoy it because it really goes by quick. Like, I still can't believe we are seniors and, like, not freshmen anymore, especially since we got, like, stuck. I feel like a little part of us, or, like, the class of 2023, is stuck in freshman year, and now we are leaving. So I would say just enjoy it as much as you can.
I love it. Great. All three of you have great perspectives, great advice, great stories too. So I am forever appreciative of the three of you coming back and us getting to do this again. Oh no, the thought just entered my mind and now I'm going to speak it into existence. Do this again in 4 years?
Funny. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
I'm getting a firsthand experience about what that fully bully is like right now.
You're cutting that.
Chloe, Marina, Angelina, this was one personally so great to get to catch up with you three again. I kind of have been saying that, like, getting to do the podcast with former students through Squadcast or through Zoom or whatever, while we always have an angle of whatever we're trying to do with, whether it's WandaVision, right, or anything else, is nice. But me personally, it's really just an excuse just to get to reconnect and just catch up with people that I think are amazing people that I have no problem with talking to on a tired Wednesday night up until 8 o'clock at night. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate you three being willing to do this, and I appreciate you, all of your insight, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
You're welcome.
All right. Until next year, stay safe, stay hungry. See ya.